This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for the second half of my conversation with former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who is now seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2012. In the first half of our conversation, which you can find elsewhere on this site, Governor Johnson was reacting to his exclusion from an upcoming Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire, thanks to CNN. We also got his thoughts on how he would bring his style of many vetoes, many tax cuts, and no tax hikes to the White House. And we also got his prescription for more job creation. In the rest of our conversation, I get the governor's thoughts on how to tackle America's massive debt, deal with out-of-control entitlements, what his thoughts are on border security, and why it's significant, according to his campaign website, that he's accomplished many things away from politics, including climbing Mount Everest. But my first question in this part of our interview was about his plan for attacking America's debt.
Well, I would submit a balanced budget for the year 2013. To do that, we got to talk about the entitlements, Medicaid, Medicare. It's not cutting Social Security. Social Security is a system that needs to be saved from insolvency by simply making it a system that takes in more money than what it pays out. And without raising taxes, we could raise the retirement age. We could have a means testing. We could change the escalator built into Social Security from the wage index to the inflation rate. That in and of itself would take care of Social Security. Medicaid, Medicare, federal government block grant the states a fixed amount of money, 43% less than what we're currently spending, and give the delivery of health care to the poor and those over 65 to the states without any strings, without any mandate, 50 laboratories of best practices. We would have some best practices. Those best practices would get emulated. Of course, we'd have failure. Also, failure would get avoided. But the notion that Washington knows best, the notion that Washington top-down has the answers, well, that just flies in the face of what we all know to be true. And then defense. It's not an entitlement, but we need to cut our defense spending significantly. I think the key question is, should we, can we provide a strong national defense for this country? Answer, yes, absolutely. But we cannot continue to nation build where we're building roads, schools, bridges, highways, and hospitals in Iraq and Afghanistan, for example, and we're borrowing and printing money to the tune of 43 cents out of every dollar to be able to pick up that tab. That, to me, seems insane.
Couple more questions in our time with former New Mexico governor and 2012 Republican presidential candidate Gary Johnson. Sir, your two terms as governor of Mexico, obviously you have a lot of insight and experience dealing with the U.S. border. A lot of analysts say pretty much right now we're watching a drug war play out very near the border and sometimes spilling over, certainly in Texas and perhaps extending to the west. What was your experience with border security, and what do you believe is the right way to approach it?
Well, talking about border violence, I am advocating legalizing marijuana. Legalized marijuana, and arguably 75% of the border violence with Mexico goes away, that being the estimate of the drug cartels' activities that are engaged in the marijuana trade. If 28,000 deaths south of the border over the last 4 years don't allow us to connect the dots between prohibition and violence, I don't know what will be able to allow us to do that. These are disputes that are being played out with guns rather than the courts. And then back to immigration. I think that the whole immigration issue starts with our own issues with welfare and the fact that we've created a welfare state for ourselves so that we're not taking entry-level jobs because we can sit at home and collect a payroll check that's just a little bit less money or the same amount of money for doing nothing. Immigration should be about work, not welfare. We should leave 50 states to be able to best police the fact that the welfare dollars are not spent on illegal immigration, but that immigration at its core is a good thing. This is a country based on immigration. Right now, because of our convoluted immigration policies, we're educating the best and brightest kids from all over the world here in this country, but then we're sending them back to their countries of origin as opposed to them staying here and ultimately starting up businesses that would employ tens of millions of Americans as opposed to tens of millions of Indians. So I think we should make it as easy as possible to get a work visa. A work visa would be not citizenship, not a green card, but it would be a background check and a Social Security card so that applicable taxes would get paid. And for the 11 million illegal immigrants that are here right now in this country, let's set up a grace period where they can get documented. That's securing the border, is documenting who's over here, knowing who's over here. Once we make it easy to comply with our laws, then enforce the laws, make it a one strike, you're out. If you're in this country working illegally, you'll be arrested, you'll be deported, and you won't come back and work in this country again. The notion of building 2,000 miles of fence across the border, the notion of putting the National Guard arm in arm across 2,000 miles of border, in my opinion, would be a whole lot of money spent with very little, if any, benefit whatsoever.
Last question for former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. You can find him online. His campaign website is GaryJohnson2012.com. And my last question, sir, relates to that website. In addition to describing your record as governor of New Mexico and your ideas if you were elected president, you list some of your accomplishments in terms of adventuring, climbing mountains, Mount Everest. You're an accomplished triathlete, which is extremely impressive to me since I can get winded going to my desk from the studio and back. So, but as folks look at that and consider you as president, what do you want them to consider about you as they think about those accomplishments as well?
Well, there's a significant amount of discipline that goes into all that. And also the notion that this is who I am. I'm a really fit, healthy individual that, given the rigors of this job, I think it's a consideration that people ought to take into account.
Very interesting. Again, the website is GaryJohnson2012.com. Gary Johnson is the former Republican governor of New Mexico, two terms in that position, now running for president in the Republican nomination, and the fight continues to get him into the upcoming debate in New Hampshire and some others beyond that as well. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Greg, thank you very much for yours.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.